welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Okay, hello, welcome to episode 318 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Ed Lamb, and my good pal Sean Orford. How are you, Sean?
I'm busy, crazy, mad, bonkers, but apart from that, I'm fine.
I did have a little... You showed me your diary, your calendar. I thought mine was bad, actually.
It's one of those weeks this week. It's like...
You've been networking too hard, man. You've met too many people. You're trusted by too many.
That's what it is.
This is one of the downsides, maybe. We're talking about networking today, more from a business perspective. But
stop networking immediately.
Stop meeting people. Stop being nice and helpful. we'll come on to that shortly. liveinthepresent.co.uk for all the show notes and links. Do send us an email if there's something you would like us to discuss, and we need ideas at the moment because summer is approaching, and this is the point where Sean and I check diaries to see when who is away, and we need to kind of get a few episodes in the bag.
Yeah, so stack them on the shelf.
2 weeks from now, we're going to go on a two-day epic recording spree where we get about 7 or 8 episodes in the bag.
Yep.
So we need ideas. I'm sure things will happen between now and then to kind of...
Just a bit.
But do send us an email or get in touch on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram. And say hello. How you been doing, Sean? All well?
Yeah, I am good. I'm, just like I say, just busy. And it's good busy. It's not bad busy. Lots of good work going on. Some of it is obviously pressured, but it's okay. It's good.
Yeah, you're used to that, are you?
Yeah.
Seems like everyone's getting busier and busier. When's everything going to go pop?
About 10 minutes.
I've been busy networking as well for this new organisation, Rethink Now, I've set up on the environmental front. And I've spent probably 6 months networking, and it's all not paying off as such. We have got a couple of paying jobs to start in the next couple of months, which is exciting. But all that kind of prep, it's kind of starting to kind of surface now, and people are emailing me asking me for stuff. And can you get involved in this? Can you get involved in that? Obviously, environmental climate change stuff is starting. Well, not starting to. It's been going on for years, but I think the realization is starting to drop the amount of work that's going to be needed to be done.
Yeah.
And the amount of change that's happening. So, I think I've positioned myself quite nicely, but I don't know if I'm going to be just bashed by this tidal wave of work. Yeah, it's all good fun. And that's one of the things we can talk about as we discuss networking.
Yeah.
Because a listener of ours, Ryan, has got in touch to say we'd like us to talk about networking because he's at the stage of his career where he needs to kind of start connecting with the outside world, and he's not sure how to, or whether he's the kind of person that's kind of good at that, because not all of us are social creatures, are we? So... I'll talk about my experiences soon, because my business, my design stuff was all built on networking, like almost exclusively. So I'm a big fan of it. But at first, I was quite a shy guy. I didn't even know where to start. But what about you, Sean? Are you? Where's your work come from?
Everything.
You've never put an advert in the paper, I take it.
I did 100 years ago. I put an advert in the paper. Must have been in the 80s. That says something like, a problem shared is a problem halved.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, really, to me, the main networking thing is word of mouth. It's not you that networks, it's other people that network for you.
Yeah.
And when you've got something that's working well, and other people benefit from it, they tell other people.
Yeah, it's that referral-based business, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's true for anything, whether you're laying carpets, mending heads, designing web, whatever you're doing.
Yep.
It's like if people say, you need that done, go and see Ed, he's a good guy for doing it.
Yeah, there's still a lot of that that goes around, and it took me a while. So I quit my job 11 years ago, something like that, to go it alone, and all I had was a little website and a stack of business cards. And I didn't really know what to do. I'd never been self-employed. So I was kind of like, for the first 6 months, I sat on my hands a little bit, not knowing what to do. I didn't do advertising in the paper, but I did get some leaflets done and do some leaflet dropping.
Mm-hmm.
which didn't work. I even compiled a spreadsheet, I remember, of a list of clients or potential clients locally that I thought could do with my services as a graphic and web designer. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was mainly just looking for graphic design then because I didn't know how to build websites. But I got like two, I remember calling two of the companies, cold calling, and I just, it's not for me, man. Some people can do that. And I just wasn't comfortable at all.
When I built, I ran a business for years. I had a business called the Network of Staff Supporters that's still out there working. And the way that I built that was, and it was a plan that I worked out. So week one, I would research 10 organisations. Week two, I would contact those 10 organisations by phone to find out who to contact. So week three, I'm researching 10, phoning 10, writing to 10. And week four, I'm researching 10, phoning 10. And each week I'd build it up until I had appointments.
Okay.
And then I'd have so many appointments. And gradually, the conversion rate was something like 20%.
Okay, pretty
which
good.
Which was quite good, yeah.
When did you learn how to do that? Business. Was that just instinct?
No, it was instinct, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that whole idea of... I'd done years before for an American plastics company. I'd done door-to-door selling, and that actually taught me a lot about what's the conversion rate between how many doors you knock and how many sales you make.
Right,
and the conversion rate can be quite consistent. So you know, if you do so many knocks, you're going to make so many sales.
Yeah, it's all a numbers game, isn't it?
And it was that kind of attitude that I put to this idea of, okay, how many people do I need to contact to get a conversion rate going?
Okay.
Yeah. So that kind of thing. And I reckon that when you're doing that, it takes about 2 years to build a business. Everything I've ever done, everything I've ever seen takes about 2 years. So, you know, it's going then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's loads of stuff about that and how many businesses fail in the first year. And we've got stories about companies that, like the Rovio Angry Birds one, that, you know, Angry Birds was their 52nd game, I think.
Yeah.
And obviously now it's massive, but
how
resilient are you? How, you know, because, I was 6 months into this, setting up my business, and nothing was really happening. A couple of little jobs for friends and family, little bits here and there, but nothing was happening. And that's when, I remember, I discovered these things called networking events, breakfast networking. So for those out there that have, like, proper jobs that they go to every day or Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. You might not be aware, but there's this murky, mysterious world of business, of small, of networking groups, of small businesses that get together, maybe first thing in the morning or there's all times of the day, and get together to see how they can help each other out. Now, the most famous of the organisations globally is called BNI, which is quite a massive organisation. Yeah. And I think there's about... I think there's at least 7 or 8 chapters just on the Wirral, BNI. Maybe more now, actually. Probably a lot more. So they're everywhere. Every hotel will have BNI groups that meet at certain times of the day.
I have one comment about network groups, having done a few of them.
Yeah.
Is that network groups work when everybody that goes on the basis of what can I give.
Yeah.
And if everybody gives, everybody receives. If you get to the kind of group, and I've been in quite a few, where the people there are only interested in what they can get, what they can take. No one gets anything.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, the BNI motto, or one of them, because they have lots of mottos. BNI is quite a secret handshake kind of thing, but it does work, you know, if you put the time in. Is givers gain, right? Mm-hmm. So, and yeah, if you just show up to one of these things, dish out a few business cards, and like, then go home and wait for the phone to ring or the email to ping in, it won't happen, you know. You've got to take time to build those relationships. Now, BNI is pretty hardcore, like full on, and it's that way for a reason, because you get results. It's every week. It's quite expensive to join, and then there's a monthly fee for kind of your food and your breakfast and that kind of stuff. And they have a really, most chapters have a structure where someone's in charge of finance, someone's in charge of welcoming new guests, so you have a job to do within the group. So you have to put a lot of time into it, which for me it was a bit too intense. But the people that put the time in on BNI do kind of get it back in spades.
Yeah. The other kind of things I'd say is the idea of business cards. If you've got a good quality business card, I give away loads of cards. And the thing is that the cards that you give away, because I use cards that are a business card I use them as an appointment card as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is that if people take cards, they may not use it themselves, but in a year's time, they might say, oh, here's his card. Go and talk to Sean.
Yep.
And if a card is a fairly good quality, people will keep it.
Mm.
If it's thin rubbish, they'll throw it away.
Well, yeah, obviously, if anyone out there needs a business card, I can get them produced. I've just, in the last few months, stopped letting clients order laminated cards from me.
Because of the plastic.
Because it's plastic and it can't be recycled.
Yeah.
You can get really good quality thick card.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's good quality thickness.
They're not as durable, but it's the thickness. It's fine. Mm. But yeah, if you want laminated ones, you can start off somewhere else. My little small contribution. But yeah, no, a good business card helps. And it's kind of the old school way, isn't it?
Yeah. The other thing is a book. If you produce a book, even a small book, people don't throw them away. They keep them.
Yeah.
Especially if it's useful and it's got your details on it. And you're giving away free ideas that they can build on. And in the book, you're suggesting things they might like to talk to you about.
Mm-hmm.
A book might cost you, if you do a decent quantity, they might cost you like £2.50 each.
Yeah.
Yeah, depending on what you're doing.
Yep. Yeah.
And that is really worth doing. I mean, my books, I'm not a millionaire from writing books, but a lot of work that I've got from the books I've written.
Because it's like a bit of credibility and it's whoa, this guy's an author.
Yeah.
And
it's something tangible. People can go away and read.
And then they just flick through and notice all the typos.
And they think, bloody hell.
Pages are out of order. Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. You kind of have to differentiate yourself a little bit. And yeah, it's no good going to these things. Because I remember the first networking thing I went to. It wasn't a BNI, but it was similar. I think it was called Business for Breakfast. And it was in Birkenhead, just along from where I lived back then. And so I remember walking there and I had to set off at like, it was a 7 a.m. start because it's kind of pre-business hours, a lot of these things are. So I set off at 6:30 or something and walked in the dark to this cafe in Birkenhead and sat down in this room full of like 12 maybe people. I was nervous, but I'm quite a chatty guy in that, but I've never really done anything like that. And I wasn't comfortable standing up and talking about myself and my business. So I had to put the hard work in those early meetings. But at that first meeting I went to, of the 10 or 12 or however many people that were around the table, I think 6 or 7 I'm still in touch with now.
Yeah.
Because I made some really good friendships there. Yeah. So the World Sight of the Blind, who I'm actually the chair of that charity now. Lynn from the charity was there. Daryl, who's a good friend and contact, he was there.
And he went on to do networks and all that.
Yeah. We'll come on to that later on. So...
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like 10, 11 years down the line and I'm still working with these people and helping them out where I can and vice versa. Yeah. I think you need to go to these networking events if you're unaware of them initially. Not just a mind to kind of win business, but that you're there to kind of build relationships and you'll meet some good people.
But that's the point, is that the business that you get may not happen immediately. It may happen years later, but you're actually investing all the time in the future market of what you do.
Yeah.
Whatever you do.
Yeah. I've been to loads of networking things over the years, and there's a difference between the free ones you go to, like the monthly, and the ones where you actually pay, because the free ones just start to notice the same people every time, and you get to know the characters that are there. So I'm a bit out of that loop now, because my business is a time when it's kind of sort of just self-fulfilling a little bit. I'm not actively kind of... working on that one at the moment. I've still got a lot of design stuff on the go. I'm just kind of letting it tick over. The rethink one is, I've kind of had to get back in the groove of...
You've had to rethink.
Yeah, but it's a different set of people. It's like I'm kind of networking with councillors and that kind of thing, and council officers and other people interested in their little chunk of environmental work. So it's quite interesting. And I quite missed, actually. I didn't do much networking for... 2 or 3 years, and I felt, I don't know, it's quite a social thing as well, especially when you work, like I do, on my own quite a lot. Well, I used to work at home all the time, on my own. I used to look forward to the social aspect of networking.
If I look at my week this week, I will have done, it's about 27, 28 hours doing online stuff, and that will be the Middle East, New York, into Iraq, Ireland, There's a whole load of places I'll go this week.
Yeah.
And at least 50% of those people I've never met.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they are people that have been referred by other people online.
Yeah.
You need to talk to Sean.
Yeah.
And one of the things, that the most important thing here about networking is the word of mouth stuff. Because, like I say, there are people that I've never met in the flat, who I've worked with for years on and off doing different things.
Yep.
Yeah. And they have sent me other people as well.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, exactly. I mean, it kind of starts. That's it. I mean, I've never advertised in a traditional sense, or people just. I've been nice to people and offered help where I can, and they say, give me a call when they're ready, or they get their friends to give me a call.
But if you think of, rather than advertising, you think of it as marketing.
Yeah.
Every time you're nice to another person, you're effectively marketing who you are and what you do.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're selling. Ultimately, you're selling yourself. You're not selling your product. Your product is secondary to you.
Yeah. I mean, it depends what kind of business you're in as well, I guess. Because there are businesses where, I don't know, where you're selling a specific product and it's just a numbers game.
People don't care about you.
You need to spend X amount on Google AdWords and you will receive X amount of clicks to your website. Yeah. The chap I share an office with, Mike Hayden, Measured Marketing, he's a Google AdWords expert, and it's all a numbers game. You know, for X amount per month you will generate this many clicks to your website, and that will generate this many calls, and you'll get that many sales. So it's all just kind of filtering down that.
So you're back to the conversion rate, clicks to conversion.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, and we can go on to the digital side of things now, really, because conversion rates in any kind of aspect of business are important, but from a digital point of view, it's huge.
Mm.
You know, you might get 1,000 people looking at your website, maybe 10 people might call or send an email inquiry, and maybe one or two will actually buy your service or your product. So you just got to work out if it's worth it and how much is worth investing. It's kind of, that's a numbers game, isn't it?
Yeah.
But what do you think about like social networking has gone online, hasn't it, in terms of Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn? I get clients asking me about that quite a bit, and it's not my area of expertise as a professional service, because I still like doing it the old-fashioned way.
Mm-hmm.
I like going and meeting people face-to-face.
But I think that that's inevitably a growing... Because it's that thing about the other side of this screen we're looking at now. Is it 6 billion people?
Yeah.
You know, and all those are potentially customers for your business if you're developing your business.
Mm-hmm.
So the ways of presenting yourself online become, and being online savvy, is more and more important.
I mean, I guess this podcast is a method of networking, isn't it? Because we're offering free advice and chit chat.
And people do listen to this all over the world, and then they contact me, talk to me, say, "Can I have a chat with you?" That kind of stuff.
So
this is a marketing, networking kind of thing.
The cat's out of the bag. They're onto us. That was the plan anyway, wasn't it? You call them. Oh, blimey, man.
So next week we're all going to be billionaires.
That's it, innit, man? 6 billion people listening to this podcast, imagine.
Yeah.
At least start translating it. one thing that I'd started to do, actually, which was quite a good little move, actually, was create my own network. So it's probably 4 or 5 years ago. I actually did it because Will had arrived, and it had changed my routine, so I couldn't go to those first thing in the morning networking sessions anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt a bit out of the loop, and there wasn't anything that close to me either in Bevington here. So I decided to set up my own networking group, which initially was a coffee shop, the Coffee Co., which we know well, which is actually closed down now, actually, because the owner's moved on, which was opening. And I went in and had a chat with the owner and just kind of said hello. And I asked them if they'd be interested in hosting or me hosting a little networking group. And she said, yeah. Josie said, yeah. And initially it was just a bi-monthly event where I would invite people to come along for free, no charge on entry, just to come and have, swap business cards and have informal chats with what I hoped would be 20 or 30 people in a room. The cafe would benefit from people in there and buying coffee and cake and all that kind of stuff. So it worked. It was kind of win-win. And then the idea was that I would be the guy that everyone would meet when they arrived and say hello. Yeah. And it worked because I did that for about 18 months. So we did 5 or 6 events. We got usually between 20 and 30 people would show up.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd have a guest speaker, which we would talk for 10, 20 minutes on a business mm-hmm. topic. And then everyone would just chit-chat and go for it. And it allowed people to kind of network for free. The coffee shop would get a bit of cash in and a bit of profile for them. And I would be the kind of the go-to guy. And it worked. And then that rolled into what became Networks with an X.
Mm-hmm.
Because Daryl, who was a good contact of mine, saw what was going on and quite liked it. And he ran with it big time. So he set up a bi-weekly event at the same venue. Which I joined in, and then he took it, and then there was a morning one, and then an afternoon one popped up.
Mm.
And then he set one up at another cafe, and I think now Networks has got 9 or 10 different groups in the Northwest, mainly in the Wirral, kind of North Wales, Cheshire, I think.
Yeah.
That idea about, which took me a while to get to that point, kind of building enough confidence and profile. Mm. But if you can be the centre of a network...
Mm.
Even better, if you're the person that's actually putting on the events and that kind of thing.
You're the go-to hub.
Yeah, which is sort of, I think, the idea behind like the TED Talk philosophy. It's just kind of Chris something that set it up. He just set up this, because he wanted to start meeting all these amazing people.
Mm.
And he decided to put on this event where everyone could come together and listen to these amazing people. And he would be the guy. Either interviewing them or kind of booking them, that kind of thing. So if you can be the centre of a network, even better.
Yeah, I came along to that, the networks thing in the cafe.
Yeah.
And the people that I met there, I still in touch with.
Loads of good guys. It became a bit quite a social thing. We did pass work around. So we modelled it on a BNI thing. And so just for those that don't know, a BNI, you will generally kind of, everyone will arrive, have a bit of a chit-chat, you'll have some breakfast. And then there'll be the formal part of the meeting where you sit down, you get 60 seconds to talk about your business and what you do, and more importantly, not just what you do, but who your perfect client would be, or even a specific client you're looking for, a contact into a certain local business. And then after that, it goes around the table again, and everyone dishes out referrals or kind of notes for thank you, or this thanks for doing this job. I've got a referral into that business. So it's quite really structured and formal. So we did it on that basis, but a bit less formal and a bit more chilled out.
Yeah, it's good.
And there was kind of, you can get a bit told off at BNI if you don't hand out certain numbers of referrals, which some people don't like. I don't like it. So, hey ho. But it works.
Mm.
But it was cool networks, wasn't it? Mm. And it was a really good kind of social thing as well.
It was a shame when the cafe closed.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
it shut, and then it opened again with a new owner. I think it's just closed again. Mm. I think they were going to open a restaurant there. Yeah. But hey ho, but it was good. Good fun while it lasted. And everyone kind of benefited from it, actually. Because we're a community, aren't we? We're social creatures, us human beings, generally.
It was funny the next work in the cafe, because I would arrange to meet people. I needed to meet people, so I'd meet them in the cafe.
Yeah.
And then I'd be having a meeting in the cafe, and then I noticed there were other people from the network that meet in the cafe as well.
Yeah, that's another thing that happened. Yeah, I used to do that because I worked at home that time. And the cafe was my base for meetings quite a lot of the time.
Mm.
So
it's good.
Win-win.
Mm.
You got anything else? Have we got a resource you want to mention?
And what I've done is here, it's monster.com. And there's some really good networking information on there about how to set up networks and how to do networks online and that kind of stuff. And the thing that I've actually connected to is an article about create your personal networking plan. But there's loads of interesting stuff on there.
Okay. Well, there's some links I'm going to mention, but I'll mention Networks with an X.
Yep.
If anyone that's in the Northwest wants to go along to what are still very informal, friendly, quite fun business networking meetings, then highly recommended, because Daryl goes to most of them, I think, and kind of welcomes it. He's a good lad, is Daryl.
Yeah, nice guy.
But just quickly, actually, before we go, any tips on building that confidence to be able to step through that door and have the confidence to talk?
This sounds really kind of pukey if I say it, but the issue is you have to do it.
Mm.
Yeah, you can sit at home worrying about it.
Reading books and getting advice and all that online, kind of stuff. Listening to podcasts.
You can't be actually just going and doing it. Yeah, and okay, the first time you do it, you crap your pants. and then, you know, it gets easier the more you do it.
Yeah.
And it is developing that habit. And one of the things is that when you go to those kind of network events, that the people that are there are supporting you. And that's the bit that's important. You're not there on your own trying to sell to a hostile audience. They're people that support you because they've got the same issues you've got.
Yeah. Definitely. Well said. All right. Yeah. Cool. Hopefully that is helpful, Ryan, and to everyone else out there. If there's anything else you'd like us to talk about, drop us a line, liveinthepresent.co.uk, and we'll be back next week for more.
We will indeed.
Take it easy.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye now.